This is KUT. The U.S. Geological Survey is out with a new map that forecasts the hazard of damaging man-made earthquakes in different parts of the country. And as KUT's Mose Bouchel reports, the earthquake risk in Texas is substantially different than it was last year.
If you looked at last year's map, you'd see an orange and yellow blob around Dallas-Fort Worth, indicating a greater risk of damaging quakes. This year, that blob and that risk are gone. Mark Peterson is chief of the mapping project.
We didn't anticipate that there would be a reduction like that.
So why the reduction? The USGS determines a place's risk of man-made quakes by looking at quakes the previous year and projecting forward. Last year, there were no major North Texas quakes, says UT seismologist Cliff Froelich.
It's quiet up there.
So fewer earthquakes last year means the risk of earthquakes this year is down. The obvious next question, why did earthquakes decrease in Texas? Well, for one thing, the oil and gas boom went bust. That means less injection of wastewater underground, which is exactly what researchers say caused the quakes in the first place. Also, Froelich says industry might have gotten smarter about how it disposes of wastewater.
I mean, if you're producing oil and gas, you don't want trouble. You don't want to cause earthquakes.
He says the important thing to remember is that the USGS doesn't take any of that human or industry activity into account when assessing earthquake risk. So the quakes could reemerge along with the price of oil and gas.
For example, now they're ramping up production of oil and gas in the Permian Basin. And so we might know that there's going to be lots of production and injection there. That's not part of the model. That is, until earthquakes happen there, the model won't predict that there's going to be earthquakes there.
Researchers say one way to guard against earthquakes coming back along with increased drilling is by better regulating wastewater injection. In Texas, some rules have changed since the earthquake started, but state regulators continue to question the link between quakes and oil and gas activity. Mose Bouchel, KUT News.